At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries, and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 27th day of October, Friday. And tonight, and by the way, indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance. And tonight, our producer is the very capable Josh Booth.
What's happening?
There you go. And right here live, well, pretty much live, right in the studio, it's Leaping Lizards Lock and Load Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
And way out yonder in Texas, that very, very distinguished statesman, none other than Big John McTernan.
Well, thank you, Pastor Ernie. God bless you. And I pray our show is a great blessing to all the listeners.
We're going to really take it to them tonight, aren't we?
Every night, Pastor Ernie. Every night.
Alrighty. Tonight we were at the Tea Party meet, or not Tea Party, we were at the Tactical Civics meeting. There, we came right from there to here. And boy, I'm going to tell you, things are moving. They're moving. We have a great opportunity to take America back, and folks, if you don't know what tactical civics is, you really do. We needed, we should have done this 30 years ago. It's not that we didn't try, but we didn't have what we have today, the know-how that we have today. So if you have any questions, go to tacticalcivics.com. I'll look up on the internet, tacticalcivics.com. You really need to be a part of it because it's a way we can take our country back. Way it's constitutional, and right now, John, with 34, we did a count. Now there's 3,400 counties. Last night we misspoke. We said 3,100. It was 3,400 counties in the United States, and we have now in over 1,000 counties. We have chapters, tactical civic chapters. So we're on our way there, John. So, there you go. All right, our scripture tonight, speaking of John, is in the Gospel of John, chapter 10. And as we go there, are you there, Big John?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm waiting for instructions.
Okay, well, let's read a verse. I'll read a verse, you read a verse. And we'll as we go through there, we'll kind of do a little commentary. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth into, not by the door, into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. Okay, let me ask you this, Big John. How could you apply that very statement when it comes to teaching the Word of God, because what we have out there today, we have many, many, many apostates that are teaching a complete, total, different gospel. So how would you apply that, do you think?
Well, the door would be the truth, Pastor Ernie, the true gospel, and that's how you enter in. But if you come with a false gospel, another gospel, the Lord says here that the person that does that is a thief and a robber.
And so here it says, but he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Here in Ohio, you know, we keep talking about issue one because it's so important, so very important. They have apostate pastors, apostate clergy. These guys are Satan's sons. They're the sons of Satan's, and they come out with their clerical garb on, but they're right from hell. Now, here, John, what does the Bible teach where it talks about abortion? What does the Bible teach on that?
Well, Pastor Ernie, it's murder. That's what it is. It's murder. The Bible makes no distinction between a baby in the womb and a newborn baby.
But these clergy from hell, they're trying to say that the Bible condones it, okay? Al Sharpton says that in the Bible condones a woman's right to kill her baby. Al Sharpton's a liar. There's not a bit of truth in him, is there?
No, Pastor Ernie. I mean, he is... I can't say enough bad things about him. There's no truth in that man. None. He is literally devoid of truth.
But let me ask you, do those on the left understand what truth is?
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, I think some of them do, and their agenda is so important that they'll lie, and others, their minds are gone, Pastor Ernie. Their Bible says that God will give them over to a reprobate mind. So evil is good to them, and good is evil, and lies is good, and the truth is hateful.
Okay, so when you go to verse 4, when he putteth forth his own, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. They know his voice. And now, will the sheep follow, if you're a born-again believing Christian, if you're a born-again Bible-believing Christian, will you follow somebody like these apostate clergy that they have here?
No, Pastor Ernie. Those that love truth, those that are of the truth, they hear the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and they follow truth
I want to take you over here to very quickly. I just want to jump over to Matthew 23 and read verse 13. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. He's talking to the religious leaders. For you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in yourselves, neither suffer you them that are entering to go in. Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, and hypocrites, for you compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. Is that what these apostate preachers are doing?
Yeah. Yeah. You're anything but the truth, Pastor Ernie. You know, if those Pharisees were of the truth, they would have seen Jesus as the Messiah, right? Right, Pastor Ernie?
Oh, absolutely. And well, so what he's referring to
anybody to the truth, they were leading them to their false religious doctrine.
So he's saying, not only will you not enter, but you're going to go out of your way to make sure others don't enter, and you make them twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. Is there going to be a special hot place in hell for people to do that?
Well, the Bible seems to indicate that there are degrees, Pastor Ernie, like when the Lord was on the earth and he was dealing with the Pharisees and the Sadducees, he said it will be better in hell for the like Sodom and Gomorrah than you.
All right. Well, yeah, he did, yeah. And therefore too, he also in that very same chapter I read from Matthew 23, he said, "Therefore, your damnation will be the greater."
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Now the word damnation is a stronger word than condemnation. Condemnation means that you've been condemned. Damnation means you've been sentenced. Okay, and so here he goes on to say, "And a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers." So, saved people will—they'll not follow an apostate. This parable spake Jesus unto them. They understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, "Verily I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep, and all that ever come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did hear them." Now, this is the first of several "I am" that the Lord Jesus have, okay? He said he's the door. He's the only way. "And them that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door, but if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill." Now think about this, to steal and to kill and to destroy. "I am come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly." Let me ask you this. What are some of the things that, well, that the Democratic Communist Collective steals, that the Democrats steal today? Do they steal the lives of the unborn?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, elections, too, Pastor Ernie.
Do they steal the innocence of little children in their school books and their pornography and their pedophilia?
Oh, yeah. And they want to steal their sexuality, too.
Do they steal the property of the elderly in the nursing homes? We know a lot about that, don't we?
Oh, absolutely, Pastor Ernie. Absolutely. Yeah.
Do they steal the freedom of speech and ideas on college campuses and in social media?
They absolutely do. If you speak the truth against them and you expose their agenda, that's hate speech, that's disinformation. And they've done everything but make it a full-blown crime.
Did they steal elections? Did they steal the 2020 election? And did they steal the presidency in the White House?
No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Do they steal yard signs for the candidates and the different issues? They just stole today. Now, out here where we're at, there are all kinds of signs that are being stolen. I went to the police department. All of the signs that are being stolen, 100% are those that are Republicans. 100%, John. Or 100% of the issue one signs that are stolen, 100% are vote no on issue one. So that tells you who the thieves are, right?
Absolutely. You got to go by who's benefiting from these signs being stolen.
Yeah. And even in the police department, they said, what a disgrace. What a disgrace it is. How shameful that these Democrats are, because they're stealing the yard signs for people that are running for school board, trustee. For everything, especially the issue ones, they're thieves. And if someone tells me, they say, well, I'm a Democrat, what they just told me is they're a thief. And what they just told me is they favor abortion and pedophilia, and more than likely bestiality. If they tell me they're a Democrat, they're telling me that they hate God, and they hate freedom and the Constitution. What do you say, John?
I just absolutely I agree with you.
Okay, so
whatever is against God whatever is against his word, the Democrats are for.
Well, the Bible says this, but he that sinneth against me, and this is in Proverbs 8:36, but he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul, and all they that hate me love death. Yeah. Did you hear that? All of those that hate God, they hate God, they love abortion, they love euthanasia, they love death. Alrighty. Here, what about stealing the votes of the elderly and the deceased?
Pastor Ernie, they will do everything. There is nothing that they won't do to steal an election, because they just live by power, and they have to have that political power to survive. So they'll do anything, anything, Pastor.
All right. What about the souls of the simple-minded by the apostate clergy? We just read out of Matthew 23 where he was talking about not only will they not enter into the kingdom, but they'll keep others from entering. Are they stealing souls?
Oh, yeah. Sure, yeah.
What about... Yeah. What about the prosperity church movement? What about Kenneth Copeland and these people that just promote this grab it and stab it, you know, that God is there to give you these material things, and they don't ever really preach any of the gospel. In fact, they preach in the Word of Faith movement that repentance is not necessary for salvation. What do you think of that?
Well, then they're false teachers, Pastor Ernie, and they receive the damnation of being a false preacher, because absolutely repentance is needed for salvation. And we go to Luke. Let me see, 24, Pastor Ernie, and we'll pick up that scripture there. Now, here is the Lord's, one of his last commands before his ascension. And he said unto them, thus it is written, this is Luke 24:46, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning it at Jerusalem.
Well, I wish I had remembered to put the clip in, but I've got a clip here and from Jesse Duplantis. Now, you know who Jesse Duplantis is, right?
No, Pastor Ernie. I'm too busy to... doing my own work here to get involved in anybody.
He's one of the top Word of Faith prosperity preachers. Jesse is famous for saying in the past, he has said that God will call on him for advice. I'm not kidding you. I heard him say it. I heard him say it, okay? That God will call on him for advice. But he just came out with a better one. This is he just came out. We were just listening to it. And I should have put it in here, but now he says, well, little Lisa, do you remember what he said?
Yeah, he said that he was comforting Jesus. Well, Jesus was crying, and he was comforting Jesus.
Jesus came to him, and as he wept on his shoulder, he said he comforted Jesus, and Jesus thanked him for comforting him.
Yeah, crazy.
Wasn't that nice of Jesse Duplantis?
Goodness.
Scary, Pastor Ernie. Oh.
About
it. This guy has a following?
Oh, you're not kidding. He's got a big one. This is the simple-minded. This is what we were talking about here.
Yes.
All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. Hear this? All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enters, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that light that may have life. I am come that they may have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling and is not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catches them and scattereth the sheep. Listen, for those prissy preachers that are quick to promote what the government teaches, obey the government at all costs, don't get the government mad at you, instead of what God's Word, the Bible, teaches, are they hirelings?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Pastor Ernie.
He said, and do we have a lot of hirelings out there today?
Well, Pastor Ernie, a real shepherd would lead the sheep. So, like, we take pro-life. You know, the real shepherds would be leading the sheep into defending the babies one way or another, you know, helping that. They'd be standing against wickedness. They wouldn't be preaching just a like a soft type of gospel. There would be a
you're talking about another gospel.
Yeah. There's got to be. Church is just more than preaching on Sunday, Pastor. I mean, that's a good part of it. But the pastor should be leading the church, and going back to what you've quoted many times is Charles Finney. And Charles Finney talked about conditions in like America today. He said the problem is in the pulpits.
It absolutely is. Now, in here in Ohio now, I'm seeing something that I have not seen for, well, I can't remember when I've seen the pastors find the courage now to stand up. I'm seeing a great number of pastors all of a sudden have the courage to stand up and come out against this issue one, to tell people to vote no. But do you know why that is, John, in my opinion, why all of a sudden these pastors found all of this courage?
I don't know, Pastor Ernie. I have no idea.
Well, are these pastors fathers and grandfathers? This issue one removes all parental rights. It removes all parental rights. In other words, even if you're a pastor, if you got a 13-year-old girl that gets pregnant and decides she wants to kill your grandchild, she don't even have to tell you she's pregnant. She goes right into the killing center and they kill the grandchild. And the only thing that you find out is when she comes out of there damaged and bleeding, and you get the bill, because it will take away. Now, in fact, if you find out that she's, and you say, no, you're not going there, you're not going to kill that baby, you're going to have the child, because when, let me ask you this, for these young girls that are pregnant, and they have a baby in their womb, who does that baby belong to?
Well, I guess nowadays, Pastor Ernie, they're going to say the state.
What does God's Word, the Bible, say?
It's certainly not Caesar. Child is a heritage from the Lord.
That's exactly right, okay? And so here, this idea that, well, it's my body, it's not your body, it's an individual body. Now, when these young women find themselves with a child, even if they're raped, which very rarely will they conceive during a rape, but let's just say they did. Okay, and they have the child in their womb. What is their responsibility to God? Because, see, that child belongs to God. And what is that God's Word, the Bible, teach about the responsibility to him concerning the child?
Well, they have to bring that child up, Pastor Ernie, and to know the Lord and to be protected and loved, because the child isn't there by mistake or accident.
And so what does the Bible teach about the little children and mistreating the little children.
Well, it's very clear that it would be better if a millstone was hung around your neck and you're thrown into the deepest sea that you should offend one of these little ones.
Absolutely. So that's not actually a good thing, is it?
I would think not, Pastor.
Already.
I think not.
We're going to go to a break. You know, I've noticed something. Ever since we've been doing these Bible studies, you're becoming smarter and smarter. And it's just, you just seem to have all the right answers.
Oh, well, I guess so. How many years have I been hanging around you?
It's been a long time. It certainly has.
Wait. Let me think, Pastor Ernie. We go back to, and I've told you this, you were in some, mobile home, not a mobile home. Your show had, you were being renovated.
Not me. It was the studios was being renovated.
The studio.
And what they did is they took a trailer, and they put me out in that trailer with a computer out there in that trailer. I had a broadcast from the trailer sitting out in the field. And people would go by and they'd say, look at her. That's Pastor Ernie out in that trailer in the field.
And then you interviewed me and we became friends since.
Yeah, because I wasn't alone out in that trailer. I had you with me out in the field, right? All right. We'll be back right after this.
Well, I'm thinking about the mid-90s, Pastor Ernie.
At least in the mid-90s, probably, yeah. Yeah, we were just talking about tonight some of the things that were happening at the meeting. And Tactical Civics, we tried something like this over 30 years ago, but we're not prepared and equipped. But today it's different because now people they're much more concerned and they're realizing the days we're living in. But we'll be back right after this. Don't go away. More to come.
You look like a Christian.
Look like an angel.
Walk like a Christian.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like a Christian. But I got wise. You're a liberal in disguise.
Oh, yes, you are.
A liberal in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. You fooled me with deception. You fooled me with your lies. Heaven help me before I saw the liberal in your eyes. You look like a Christian.
Look like an angel.
Walk like a Christian.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like a Christian. But I got wise. You're a liberal in disguise.
Oh, yes, you are.
A liberal in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. I thought you would go to heaven, but I was sure surprised. Heaven help me before I saw the liberal in your eyes. You look like a Christian.
Look like an angel.
Walk like a Christian.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like a Christian. But I got wise. You're a liberal in disguise.
Oh, yes, you are.
A liberal in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. You're a liberal in disguise.
Oh, yes, you are. A liberal in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. A liberal in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. A liberal in disguise.
Oh, yes, you are. That's right. And we have a bunch of those that we call them rhinos, don't we? All righty. Are you there, Big John?
I'm here, Pastor Ernie.
All righty. I was kind of hinting this week that when you came here on Friday that you were going to say something that was absolutely brilliant. I mean, really. So, anyhow, the folks are kind of expecting that tonight, right?
Is that a hint? You want me to say something nice about you?
I don't know if that would be brilliant or not. But anyhow, it's not like you're being put on the spot, is it? Wait, I know. Let's do this. Let's break away to Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, because he sues Andrew Wiseman, Nicole Wallace, PMS NBC, for knowingly, yes, and I mean knowingly, promoting materially false and malicious statements. That's right. Tuesday, General Mike Flynn filed charges in the U.S. District Court of the Middle District of Florida. He could never do this in D.C., could he? Against the far-left smear merchants, Andrew Wiseman. What do you hear about that? What crooked, 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 crooked. Nicole Wallace and PMS NBC for knowingly promoting material false statements that General Flynn plotted an insurrection and that he was guilty of lying to the FBI. Both of these are provably false statements used to smear the 33-year military hero and U.S. veteran. They also are very concerning coming from the former DOJ lawyer and PMS NBC expert used by the company to promote and defend their left-wing communist positions. No matter how bizarre or dishonest, see, let me ask you this. Is everything that the left believe, is it in total opposition to what God's Word, the Bible, teaches? And, okay, let me ask you this. Is there anything that you know of that the Bible calls a sin that those on the left do not embrace?
Well, that's what I mean, Pastor Ernie. I think it's sort of one by one over the years. It starts with abortion, and then it goes on, and another issue, till they've got all the bases covered of being against God and His Word.
What they do? I mean,
they've even done things that we couldn't even dream of, like, you know, God created us male and female, and now they're denying that, and you can be whatever you want to be, and five-year-olds can really decide that they want to, little boy wants to be a girl, and they start giving them drugs and showing them pornography. I mean, that was like, my mind didn't go there, Pastor Ernie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Who would have ever thought we would be reduced,
right.
That any people could be reduced to that, but So, we were talking about all of the things that the Democrats steal, that the Democratic Communist Collective, and do they steal the integrity of the marriage bed, make it something dirty, a divine institution, did they make dirty?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my, yeah. I mean, really, Pastor Ernie, adultery today really doesn't, of course, it means a lot to God. But in this society, it doesn't really mean anything, really.
Let me ask you this. I know someone who has, well, of course, before I do that, again, I've asked this question before. Now, if you could invent a brand new sin, a transgression of against God that has never happened before, would they have it in their party platform tomorrow?
Yeah, if you could invent sin. And if the sin was, well, obviously it was rebellion against God, and I guess the sin would give you pleasure, yeah, it would be right. And they'd be beating the drums to make it a constitutional right. They would make it a constitutional right, Pastor.
Yeah. They would want to amend, that's right, the Constitution, like they're doing here in Ohio. That's exactly what they're doing with Issue 1 in Ohio. They want to amend the Constitution.
Right, right.
And they want to promote these. Right. Now, let me ask you this, John, because a lot of people out there, it hasn't sunk into them yet. It really hasn't dawned into them yet. In other words, they say, well, the evil of the Democrats could not be, say, like the evil of Hamas, or the evil of Al-Qaeda or ISIS or burn, loot, and murder. But let me ask you this. can the evil of the Democrats, of the Planned Parenthood, of the ACLU, the Anti-Christian Liars Union, could their evil match that evil where it comes to killing and lying and stealing, let's say, of Hamas? In other words, here, do the people in America, those that the Christian patriots, are they cognizant? Do they understand just how large a threat the evil of the left really is when you have this unholy alliance, this confederacy between radical Islam and communism?
Yeah, I think we're really starting to see it, Pastor Ernie. Two things have happened this year that have opened up the eyes, I think, of millions of Americans. And number one is when the pedophiles and their supporters, when they went after the children, and like in kindergarten, and they were crying and sobbing that they couldn't talk about homosexuality to a kindergarten child, and they couldn't expose them to pornography and talk to little Johnny that maybe he's a Sally and he should think about sex change. And then how adamant they were about it. I think that really, really touched the nerve, Pastor Ernie. And now we see these politicians. We see the colleges, virtually every college campus. I don't know if everyone, but it seems like every college campus, they have these hard left communists that are completely given over to Hamas, Pastor Ernie. I mean, completely.
Are these simple-minded?
Really, they are simple. Pastor Ernie, Lenin described them as useful idiots.
So
that's what they were called. So I think what's happening now with Hamas and this element in America that's supporting them, college professors, businessmen, the students on college campuses, that is really opened the eyes of many, 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 Pastor Ernie, now.
And so let me ask you this, because what you're seeing is a huge pullback as far as support to these colleges. A lot of the major donors have said no more. They're pulling their support from now. These universities, you know, are worth billions. All of a sudden, they see that, and we're hearing these people, these college administrators, they don't know what to do because they've always been so far to the left, but now they're losing mega bucks. So now they're put in a position of doing something that they're not used to doing. That means doing something that's good, something that's righteous, something that's truthful, something that's honorable, and they're just not used to doing that, are they?
No. No, by definition, no, Pastor Ernie. No. I want to tell you how bad this is. Not that you don't know, but a little something to show you how bad it is. There's that woman, her last name is Gaines, and she's going around to the college campuses speaking against these transgendered men competing in women's sports.
Oh, is that pretty blonde-headed girl?
Yeah. She was at University of Kentucky, I think it was. She was a swimmer. She was a swimmer. And so what happened is she is going from campus to campus speaking, and she was barred at one campus from speaking because of her – she's hateful and all this. And yet Black Lives Matter, and from what I understand, like Hamas and them are allowed to speak, but not her, Pastor Ernie.
Well, that would be more common, yeah, because first of all, how dare her tell the truth? There is no place for the truth on these college campuses today, right?
No, right. That's why they accept Hamas. because Hamas is a lie. It's an absolute lie. That's why the left loves Hamas.
Okay. Right now, today, if I had children just growing into college age, I would never, ever send them to college. I would send them to learn a trade, to learn something practical, because today these colleges, well, they've become, you know, great gates of communist indoctrination. And what happens is you have, they're turning out more and more lawyers, more and more, counselors, psychologists, more and more people that really don't produce a product out there. What did Jesus say about the lawyers? He gave three words for the lawyers.
I don't remember what the words were, but I know they weren't good, Pastor Ernie.
Here they were. It was,
whoa.
Woe unto. Those were the words for the lawyers. Now listen, let's talk about, I know a guy who's a good guy, who's a smart guy, who's got honor, who's a man that's been telling the truth. I've been checking out his background and some of the things he's been saying. And guess what? You know what his name is? It's Mike Johnson. What do you know about Mike Johnson?
That's a real familiar name, Pastor Ernie, but I can't put it to Mike Johnson.
How about Speaker of the House, Republican elect?
Yes, I wanted to talk about him. Yes, I really didn't know that much about him, but wowee, I mean, God is, unless he does a 180, I mean, we have someone that looks like the real deal with the Lord, Pastor Ernie.
How do you think he lines up? How does he line up with President Donald Trump?
Trump endorsed him
big time, and what was it now? Jim Jordan. They tried to force Jim Jordan, the rhinos, 20-something, tried to force Jim Jordan to say that he did not believe the election was stolen. They tried to force him, and he refused to do that. Okay, now also though, Mike Johnson also come out and say, yes, that election was stolen, no doubt about it, as we all know. Why didn't they try to force him to do the same thing?
They're probably afraid, Pastor Ernie, because if they get someone that will stand, that has a real spine, the more you engage that person and the more truth that person brings out, the more dangerous they are. So they're in a little, they can get the weak to collapse for whatever reason. But if you get someone like this guy, Johnson, who's got a real backbone, he's extremely dangerous to them.
Well, he is right in line with Jim Jordan. I mean, these two guys are on the same page. Could we use more people like that in the Congress?
Yes, we could use about 40 more senators and probably 50, 60, 70 more congressmen.
Okay. Why do you think that the majority whip, Tom Emmer, swiftly exited? Remember, they put him out there. And why do you think he swiftly got out of there? Do you think it had
Is he the one? I was kind of following this from afar because I can't stomach it, but there was one of them they made connections with him, with George Soros.
That's why you just stepped on it when that was going to come out, that he was being backed and financed by George Soros. Does George Soros finance and back people that are good people? Now he will have some different organizations that people might not know are connected with Soros, and he might do that just to get a foothold into some politician's platform. But let me ask you this. Have you ever, ever, ever known George Soros to do anything good?
Oh, my God. You might have new listeners, Pastor Ernie, and we have to bring them up to speed that he declared he was a god.
or was God, or a God, or was God.
Well, you know, it's funny that you said that. We had a woman call from California just 2 weeks ago and said, who is George Soros? Now, that was an amazing thing, huh?
Yeah, not everybody knows who he is, but he goes back, his family, he's a secular Jewish man, and his family from Hungary, and his father worked with the Nazis in stealing the wealth of the Jews, and they gave him so much of a cut. And that's how Soros got started, from his father's wealth, from stealing it from the Jews during the Holocaust. And he was a Jew.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but he said he was glad to be able to take their property and steal. Yeah, unbelievable.
And Pastor Ernie, don't forget, he made, I guess, billions. I don't know how, technically, I don't know how he did it, but with currencies. He manipulated currencies, and he did, like, great damage to the English pound, the money, the English pound, and then, like, the currency in Thailand and all that. That was him. And then he was convicted in France of stock manipulation. So he's a convicted felon in France. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe Putin, the Russians, have a...
they have a warrant out for his arrest, don't they?
Yeah. And in Hungary, the Hungarian prime minister he wanted him brought up on charges, Soros.
Yeah. And also, I believe, in Italy, there was a female lawyer in Italy.
No, I think that was Gates.
Bill Gates. Oh, yeah, well, yeah, it was Gates. Gates also was in India. Also, he had killed a lot of young girls in India.
Yeah, and he brought in a polio vaccine, and was like almost 500,000 kids in India came down with polio.
And in Africa, it was the human papilloma virus, that vaccine that he had, which killed off, it killed 8 times as many girls. The vaccine killed 8 times as many young girls as the virus did.
And he gave them another vaccine that made them sterile.
All right. Democrat Israeli-hating squad members refuse to condemn barbaric Hamas attacks on Israel that left 1,400 Jews dead. The Democratic communists include 8 anti-American Jew-hating. This is an article by the Gateway Pundit. Jew-hating squad members, Reps Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, called AOC, communist from New York, Iham Omar, communist from Minnesota, Rashida Tlaib. And you know what, John? I'm looking at her. You're prettier than she is. And that is something, huh? Rashida Tlaib. Oh, no, I got her mixed up with Presley, who's next to her. Presley, have you ever heard that Tlaib, when she was giving a speech there in Michigan, did you hear when she had I think it was her 10-year-old son standing next to her, and she was dropping the F-bomb everywhere. I mean, every other word she was dropping. I mean, you talk about what they call it, a potty mouth. Unbelievable, this woman. John, do they need repentance?
Well, they need repentance and confession of Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, Pastor.
You have 4 more: Bowman, Bush, Cesar, and Lee. Let me ask you, Sheila Jackson Lee. That was another
thing.
She's
from Houston.
Pardon?
She's from Houston here. She's running for, I think, mayor of Houston.
They just had her on. She was really angry because her staff turned over one of her tirades, where the air was blue with her foul language, and gave it to Fox News. and Fox played it, and they had to bleep, bleep, bleep. But, you know, you could tell what the words was. And she was angry. She wanted to sue. She didn't know. When she found out who it was did it, it was her own staff that did it. But anyhow, so for people out there listening to us right now, these people are wicked, evil people. And now, saying that, you'll hear people say that we are to hate the sin but love the sinner. Does God's word, the Bible, teach that we are to hate the sinner, love the sinner, or does it teach that we are to hate what God hates and love what God loves?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, we're really to hate what God hates.
Okay, so now, now these people here, so the folks out there, should the people out there listening to us say, well, if God hates them, let's pray that they burn in hell, or should the people out there listening pray that God brings them to repentance, brings them to repentance? These are wicked people. AOC is a wicked person. Omar is a wicked. Presley, wicked. Tlaib, Bowman, Bush, these are wicked people. Should we pray that whatever it takes that God use to bring these wicked people to repentance, lest they should burn in hell?
Yeah, I mean, the Apostle Paul, didn't he come, Pastor Ernie? He was overseeing the murder of Stephen and all. He hated the gospel, and look at the 180-degree turn he did.
Right, so these people, even though they're our enemies, and even though they hate us, we don't want them, we understand just how horrible, horrible hellfire is. We don't even want our worst enemies to go to hell, do we?
Right. That's exactly right. But I want to clarify what you said, what I said, about hating what God hates.
Yeah, go ahead.
We can't condone, or what would be the word, Pastor Ernie, or soften. That might be the word, like abortion.
No.
You know, so it's not that we rant and rave and scream and all.
Does the Bible say that God hates those whose hands shed innocent blood?
Absolutely.
So would that be abortion?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Would that include not just the abortionist, but the woman that brings her child in to get aborted? What does the Bible say should happen to her for doing that? Go ahead.
Well, if we look at it as a murder.
Genesis chapter 9, verses 5 through 7, this says what? She has transgressed the very image of God, and that she deserves to forfeit her life for doing that.
Yeah, but we have to understand how serious sin and shedding the innocent blood is to God, Pastor Ernie.
So does God have to change his laws and statutes in accordance with changing of society?
Oh, no. No, but what happens, Pastor Ernie, when people don't understand?
You know what? Hang tight. Hold that thought, John, because we're coming up to our... Okay. So then it's society that better change, not God, because God judges society, not the opposite, right? Hang tight. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. More to come.
Thank you for listening to What...
Turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. Salem News Channel has the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. People you know and trust, like Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk, and more. Unfiltered, unapologetic truth. Find what you're searching for at snc.tv and on Local Now Channel 525.